I was born in a small town in South Georgia. Moved to a large city when I was about 4. And my big brother Billy Joe and Mama, Papa, we all joined a big church except Papa. He'd always go back down to country to the little country churches he'd always gone to. Canoochee and Hebron, Rosemary and Long Creek. Being his baby boy, I'd always go with him. And I learned to love it, really. When I was about 12 or 13 at the period I'm thinking about now, and I'm sure my reasons for going weren't always what they should be. I hope a C.K. Simmons am sitting next to her any chance I can. Sitting in the back pew holding hands, hardly paying attention to the preaching about the Jesus man.
Talking about the Jesus man. Hey, talking about the Jesus man.
Everybody had to bring food to these little churches, because the services last from morning till dark. Somebody'd always bring a little barbecue and devil eggs, ham biscuits and sausage biscuits. My mama always made us a big clay crock full of baked beans and smoked bacon. And we'd gather at someone's house, whoever had plenty of room, and after the services and tell stories, and usually make some music. Doc Henry played a five-string band, the man who picked it like a three-piece bluegrass band. We'd be hanging off the long porch, clapping hands, picking out a singing to the Jesus band. Little churches was always provided by a little potbelly stove sitting on a 2x2 steel rug. Somebody'd stoke it during the service without you ever even knowing. Air conditioning was a paper fan in your hand with the name of the local mortician printed on the back. There was no musical accompaniment at all. Mama sang the melody, Pop sang bass. I do the harmony to amazing grace. Billy Joe would do the best he can, singing hallelujah to the Jesus man. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord, rock my soul.